The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The news never stops. Life goes on around town and around the world. You need a talk show that keeps track of it. A program with bold opinions that's always open to your views. That is this show. Welcome to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey, greetings, everyone. Colonel Alan West, guest host of the Mark Davis Radio Show, AM 660, The Answer. 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. If you want to call in and share your thoughts, it's great to be here with you, and we're starting our second hour. You know, last Friday when I was here, we talked about, you know, choose greatness, choose life, and some of the challenges that we see happening in the policy realm here in the United States of America, things that I think are not truly reflective of what Abraham Lincoln called our better angels. So to talk more about this issue, we have Dr. Joe Poyman, my Tennessee and Georgia verb accent got in the way, Executive Director of the Texas Alliance for Life. Joe Poyman is the founder and executive director of the Texas Alliance for Life, a nonpartisan, nonsectarian, pro-life organization whose goals are to protect innocent human life from conception through natural death using peaceful legal means. Joe Poyman is frequently asked to write and speak on pro-life issues and has done numerous interviews for print, radio, and TV media, including Fox News, CNN, ABC News, New York Times, Christian Science Monitor, Dallas Morning News, and many broadcast news outlets around Texas. Dr. Poyman has lobbied for pro-life issues in the state capitol here for 27 years and has been twice ranked as one of the top 10 lobbyists for causes by Capitol Inside magazine, higher than the lobbyists of NARAL, Pro-Choice, Texas, and Planned Parenthood. That's a group that I despise. Under his direction, Texas Alliance for Life helped to bring into law all major pro-life bills since its founding, including the parental notice and consent laws, the Prenatal Protection Personhood Act, the Sonogram Bill, the Choose Life License Plate Bill, the Funding Planned Parenthood, and House Bill 2. Dr. Poyman holds a Ph.D. in aerospace engineering from the University of Texas, Austin, and a Bachelor of Science in aerospace engineering and a Bachelor of Arts in philosophy, both from the University of Notre Dame. His professional work experience includes 3 years as an engineer at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. So, in other words, he is a certifiable rocket scientist. Dr. Joe Poyman, welcome. It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you, Colonel West. It's an honor for me to be with you.
I tell you what, let's get right into this. A lot of people are upset with Governor Northam about this quote-unquote blackface thing. I think we're missing the point. I think what really we should be talking about and incensed at was his interview on WTOP where he, you know, referred to keeping an infant comfortable while they talked it over and made a decision. And you look at what Governor Cuomo passed in New York and how people clapped and cheered. I mean, are we facing a real moral dilemma here in the United States of America?
We are at a crossroads, and there are two paths we can take. We can go to New York, or we can go to the place where unborn children and their mothers are protected from abortions, and we provide compassionate alternatives for abortion for any woman who feels she needs to have one. That's the path we're on. And we are seeing that being played out in Texas with the Texas legislature, which is meeting in Austin right now.
You know, it's interesting. I had someone give me a little heads up that a New York-style piece of legislation may be introduced in the Texas House of Representatives. Is that correct?
That's correct. That bill has been introduced. It's from a senator in El Paso named Jose Rodriguez. He represents the very extremist wing of the Democratic Party in Texas, and that bill is a New York-style ban or New York-style abortion bill, and it is truly a pro-abortion bill. And let me just
give us some specifics on it.
Well, it does the safety regulations that have been in place for decades in Texas at abortion facilities are gone. The requirement that physicians are the only ones who provide abortions, that would be gone. Our insurance, we begin paying for abortions. Safety regulations at abortion facilities would be gone. Informed consent requirements that women have enough time to decide about abortion, those would be gone. It would be same-day abortions without any consultation. This is a terrible, terrible idea. Not only that, the unborn child, which can be protected with limits, according to the Supreme Court, and they are protected. We have a 20-week ban. After 20 weeks, these late abortions are banned in Texas, except for very extreme reasons. After the baby dies, the remains of the babies must be handled humanely, humane disposition. Those requirements would be gone. So that would mean abortions would be legal in Texas through the entire 9 months of pregnancy on demand, without proper regulations or health and safety limits. It would be absolutely terrible.
And you know what's amazing is that, you know, so many people sit and think of Texas as this very strong red state, a very conservative state, and yet this is something that is being introduced in the Texas legislature. You know?
Yeah, it is. And is this going to pass this time? No, it's not. And if it did, the governor would happily veto it, Governor Greg Abbott, who's very pro-life. However, this is the shape of things to come, Colonel West. This is what, if the radical wing of the Democratic Party gets control, as they hope to, this is the Beto O'Rourke wing. This is a wing of several of the members of the Senate and the House. These are the people who were endorsed by Planned Parenthood, who are now in the legislature. This is what they want, and they have shown their cards, and it's not pretty. It's very extreme, and it's very harmful.
One of the things I wish that we would do is, instead of just saying Planned Parenthood, I wish that we would say the organization that was founded by a white supremacist and a racist, Margaret Sanger.
Because that is absolutely true.
I think it's so important that we start to talk really about, you know, what was the founding vision for this organization. And that's why I say, I mean, I despise this organization. I find its existence offensive. And the fact that we are, you know, providing taxpayer funds to a not-for-profit private, you know, sector organization. Do you get any government funds whatsoever?
We get no government funds.
Okay.
We are very happy to get donations from individuals, and that's how we survive.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me when you see the big Crystal Palace Planned Parenthood building as you travel south out of Houston on I-45. Let me get you to clarify this, because I brought this up Friday morning. You know, so many people probably never heard of and have already forgotten Dr. Kermit Gosnell. But the thing that we must come to understand is that what you're talking about being introduced in the Texas state legislature, what Governor Cuomo signed into law there in New York is legalizing infanticide, which Kermit Gosnell sits, you know, sentenced to life imprisonment because of exactly doing what these folks are proposing legislation to do. Am I correct?
You know, they really showed their cards, Colonel West. They said that if the baby is born alive after abortion, it would be fine to let that child expire and not to try to save that child. You know, we have people who are alive in Texas who are the products of abortion. They had abortion attempts on their lives, and they survived as infants, miraculously, some at Planned Parenthood abortion facilities founded by Margaret Sanger, the racist and eugenicist.
Thank you.
And they are... they are very happy to be alive, and they're putting a face on what late abortion, really all abortion, really means. It's taking the lives of people who are members of our society and are worthy of protection but have not received it because of these radicals.
And that's the amazing thing, is that here's a man that is sitting in for life in prison for what he did to three babies, but yet— you know, they are signing this into law. And when you go back and you remember, 1973 Roe v. Wade, and the codification of that was that this procedure, this abortion procedure, which, you know, you only abort a mission in the military. I don't get this. This is killing unborn lives. But it's supposed to have been safe, legal, and rare. I don't see this as being safe anymore, and it definitely is not rare. We're talking about an industry that's based on killing unborn children. I mean,
we have an industry. There are 55,000 abortions in Texas alone, nearly a million nationwide. That's an enormous industry. The reality is that these are abortions that are not necessary to protect the health of women or protect the safety or save their lives. This is not true, and each one is unnecessary. And the reality is today in Texas, we have a tremendous number of pro-life pregnancy resource centers mm-hmm. that can help with compassionate alternatives to abortion.
But they don't get government funding either, do they?
They actually do get government funding.
Oh, good.
And that's something we support here in Texas. They
Great.
Do. It's not a huge amount, but their goal is that no woman would seek an abortion because she has no alternatives, because they provide very compassionate, realistic alternatives.
Good. And because I think what we're talking about here is abortion should not be seen as a means for birth control.
Right. And if you look at the number of repeat abortions in Texas, Colonel West, it's horrifying. Hmm. Some 40% of abortions are the second, third, fourth, sometimes fifth abortions. Hmm. And I'm not faulting women. These women are sold abortions. Some are victims of sex trafficking mm-hmm. and are forced by their pimps into abortion. The legislature has addressed that by requiring signage.
But you know, you just said something interesting, Dr. Poyman. They're victim of sex trafficking, but yet we have a political party in the United States of America that wants to abolish the law enforcement agency that prevents and seeks out human and sex trafficking. That's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense what they're trying to do. It's radical and it's harmful, and we just have to stop them every state we can, especially here in Texas.
Last question. Everyone always says that the GOP should stay away from social issues. Don't talk about it. Just you know, ignore it. You know, move along. What do you say to that?
Well, there are two answers. Number one, the GOP has to be involved because that's the responsibility of government, is to protect our citizens at the earliest stages, newborn babies and before. This is the responsibility of government. The second answer is it wins elections. So from a pragmatic point of view, if you want to win elections, the GOP should be pro-life. And that's why traditionally in the last 20 plus years, candidates have done so well overall in Texas, and we're going to make sure that continues to happen, Colonel West.
Well, I appreciate that. Dr. Joe Poyman, can you give us your website and Twitter and all the social media contact?
Yes, we're happy to. We're at TexasAllianceForLife.org, and follow us on Twitter at TXAlliance4, and then Life, and then Texas Alliance for Life on Facebook, and we have very active presence on all those, and we appreciate everyone's support.
Well, I thank you so much for being on the front lines of this fight, because I really believe this is truly a defining moment for who we are, and you know, the compassionate alternatives that are out there. And we're not looking to guilt or shame anybody, but again, you know, as President Trump talked about, we're talking about, you know, a gift from God, an everyday miracle. And in Psalm 127, verses 3-5, it talks about the reward of the fruit of the womb. And so I just hope that we will come to a sensible way of dealing with this issue that protects all life. So, Dr. Joe, thank you very much and have a great week.
Thank you, Colonel West.
All the best. Hey, folks, Colonel Allen West, guest hosting the Mark Davis Radio Show. Please call in to us, 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Allen West. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Radio Show. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to guest host Mark's show. And we're going to go to the phone lines. First, we have James in Arlington. James, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. It is my pleasure to speak with you and on all of you and all of your colleagues that supported our country in your service.
Well, that's what we do. I mean, it's a family tradition in our household.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words. Thank you. On a more serious note, how do I find out what your if you have any functions going on in North Texas? And before you say I've got a clean table or a clean slate, we encourage you to come back. And you know, either do something with Mark Davis at one of the local theaters or one of the churches or something. We'd love to come see you. There's a handful of people that would show up in a moment.
My
pleasure.
Well, James, when you say come back, I've been living here going on now 5 years.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I didn't know that.
It's okay. You can see me out and about. As a matter of fact, if you go to my website, theoldschoolpatriot.com.
Oh, my goodness. That's too good. I like that. Theoldschoolpatriot.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will find different appearances that I have, and I'll put a shameless little plug in. I normally on Saturday mornings go shooting at Crossfire Defense Academy. That's at Flower Mound. You know,
okay.
I'm on the board of the National Rifle Association. I'm strongly a supporter of the Second Amendment. The NRA is the nation's oldest civil rights organization. So maybe you'll see me out shooting there at Crossfire Defense Academy. But and James, you just gave me an opportunity to let everyone know that first week of March, I'll be moving over into Garland because, as they say, happy wife, happy life. And so my wife wants to move into a little bit more spacious home. And you just say, yes, dear, because my dad said, when you say yes, dear, you never have to say I'm sorry. So I'll still be here in the North Texas area.
Of all the stuff that you and your soldiers have been through, you certainly deserve it.
And so do
the spouses of heroes. They're left alone. And I know that. And you know that.
Well, my wife's dad is buried at Arlington National Cemetery. He did two tours of duty in Vietnam. He served a couple years more than I did. He served 24 years active duty United States Army as an infantryman. And so it's an honor. So she definitely deserves the home of her choice. So I thank you so much, James.
My pleasure. I can't wipe the smile off my face, but thank you for being Alan West. Thank you.
I can't be anybody else. God bless. Have a great Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Teresa here in Dallas.
Hi, Alan. I just wanted to call and say that I am a woman who 26 years ago put a child up for adoption because I was in the situation of an unplanned pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably the hardest thing in my life I ever had to do was to walk out of the hospital not carrying that baby with me.
But you know what, Teresa? You made a choice for that life. And I'm sure that, you know, your child is wholeheartedly blessed. I'm going to have to break away because I got a bottom of the hour cut off, but thank you for calling
in. My whole point, because I got to go. So hard, it was the best thing I could have done.
Well, it was a hard decision, but you know something? You chose life, and that's the most important thing. So God bless you, Teresa, and have a great Monday.
You too. Thank you. And God bless you. And thank you for your service.
Yes, ma'am. This is Alan West, guest host of the Mark Davis Radio Show, 866-660-5759. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about who are the evil rich people. See you after the break. Hey, welcome back. Colonel Alan West, guest hosting the Mark Davis Radio Show. And it's just a pleasure and honor to be here with you all. And we have Randy on the line from Irving. Randy, what's on your mind?
Colonel West, thank you for your service. You're a true patriot.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Yes, on Ms. Cortez's green policy.
Oh, boy.
What effect would it have on our military?
Well, I guess... I guess we'll go back to shooting bows and arrows and maybe, you know, throw rocks with catapults and things of this nature. I don't know how we'll be able to deploy our forces because, as she said, that in 10 years we'll get rid of all fossil fuels. So that means no airplanes. And that'll be kind of hard to be a paratrooper if you don't have an airplane you can jump out of. It is. And we're going to talk about, you know, the Green New Deal with someone from the Heritage Foundation at the top of the next hour. But the fact that her talking points were already taken down from the website, that has to tell you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a very, I don't know, I can't even call it delusional. I think it was just an ill-suited, emotional type of proposal. And it is pie in the sky. And so here is our United States military, and you just have to ask, how are they going to be able to deploy? How are they even going to be able to train? You know, one of the things that I remember back during the Clinton administration, that things got so bad for our military with spare parts and fuel and things of this nature, that armored units had to go out and use golf carts to do tank tactics training, you know, and that's, we don't want to go back down that path. And I hate to tell Representative Ocasio-Cortez, China is not going to stop. Russia is not going to stop. Iran is not going to stop. The Islamic jihadists are not going to stop. North Korea will certainly not stop. So they're just sitting back and licking their chops and saying, oh, boy, you know, maybe America will vote for these far leftists in 2020. And then we'll see just the absolute decimation of our economy, our foreign policy, and our national security policy and strategy, and our armed forces.
Well, thank you for your input. And you have a very good day. And again, thank you for your service.
My pleasure, Randy. You have a great day and a great week. Hey, speaking of which, you know, Elizabeth Warren kicked off her presidential campaign this past Saturday. And I watched the speech. I know some of y'all saying you couldn't do it. Well, I had to do it so that I could tell you all about it. The interesting thing is that, you know, she was up in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Lawrence, Massachusetts is a sanctuary city. So a president, a person announcing their candidacy for the president of the United States of America in a sanctuary city that is suffering from an opioid crisis, which means they're suffering because drugs are pouring in over the border. But what Elizabeth Warren really focused on, and I just have to ask the question, who are these evil rich people that folks like Elizabeth Warren and all these other Democrat candidates are talking about? And you know, I'm going to be honest. I think it's time that we stop referring to political parties and more so talk about political philosophy, political ideology. Because to me, the most important thing we need to talk about is, what is the relationship between the individual and the institution of government in the United States of America? And when you listen to the rhetoric, when you listen to how people are talking, and we're going to talk more about the Green New Deal, like I say at the top of the hour, it is something that we're moving towards lessening the considerations and the regard of individual sovereignty, liberty, and freedom. We don't consider the individual being able to pursue their happiness. We're more so concerned about elevating the control of government. We're more so concerned about making the individual subservient and subjugated to government. And therein lies the problem in America. Because America was founded based upon that sense of individual liberty. We talk about our inalienable rights. Well, maybe some people don't talk about it. Maybe some people don't even teach it. We don't have civics anymore in schools. We have sociology. But the right relationship in the United States of America is that the individual is sovereign over the institution of government. We have a representative democracy. We are a republic, which means that the two fundamental things about the United States of America is, number one, our rule of law, and number two, individual rights, freedoms, and liberty. But when I listen to Elizabeth Warren, this animus that she has, and really the animus that the far left has, and let's be on, you know, the socialist, progressive socialist left, has toward people that get up every single day and work hard and they produce. And so when I think about all of this demonization, this denigration, this disparaging tone, this hatred toward people that are going out there, and let's be honest, they built that. See, remember, you know, President Obama in 2012 said, if you own a business, you didn't build that. How disrespectful. To me, in the history of the United States of America, that will probably go down as the number one most disrespectful comment that any elected official, any person that has ever called themselves a president of the United States of America can make. Because what has made this nation incredible in these past, 200 and now almost 43 years is individual investment, ingenuity, innovation, that drive and determination. But for some odd reason, people that get the reward for their own hard labor and work, they're castigated in this very ugly, negative way. And let's be very honest. There are some people out there that try to cheat the system, whatever, but it eventually catches up to you. You know, the United States Army has bad soldiers. That means the United States Army is a bad institution. So why do we have people like Elizabeth Warren just out there, you know, all corporations are bad? See, when I think about the rich people, I'm wondering if Elizabeth Warren, when she gave her candidacy speech on Saturday, was talking about George Soros, billionaire. Or was she talking about, you know, the guy that's at the head of Amazon and owns the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man. The world's richest man is not a constitutional conservative. He's a leftist. You think about Tom Steyer, who is really out there funding a lot of the far-left environmental policies that we see happening. Probably he was the one behind, you know, the Green New Deal, maybe even, or, you know, Ocasio-Cortez's campaign. And always remember, folks, less than 20,000 people voted for Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. She didn't have a challenger in the general election. All she had to do was win the primary. She won the primary with just 20,000 people voting for her, less than 20,000 people voting for her. But no one's talking about Tom Steyer. No one's talking about Michael Bloomberg. Is Michael Bloomberg one of these evil rich people? Michael Bloomberg, who is supporting every single anti-Second Amendment movement here in the United States of America. Is she talking about Mark Zuckerberg? Is she talking about Warren Buffett? Is she talking about Bill Gates? I don't know who she is talking about, but I think I kind of understand. See, Elizabeth Warren is not talking about, well, the people that we saw last night at the Grammy Awards. I didn't watch the Grammy Awards. I'm just kidding. I didn't see it. But I saw, you know, little commercial clips of it and news reports of it. But think about all of those rich entertainment elites. You know, the people that were writing a lot of checks to young John Ossoff, who ran for a congressional district back in my birth home of Atlanta, Georgia. Or all those people that wrote tens of millions of dollars of checks to Robert Francis O'Rourke. His nickname should be Bob. It's Bob. So Bobby's going to have a rally later on today. But what about those entertainment elites? What about Steven Spielberg? What about Harrison Ford? Huh? Han Solo? Indiana Jones? Now he's out there screaming and yelling at us about climate change. It used to be global warming, but they changed it to climate change. Remember when they used to talk about global cooling? I did. It freaked me out growing up in Georgia. They were talking about the return of an ice age. Now they're telling me, you know, it's just the weather. But why is it that we are not addressing these people or looking at the sports elites? A lot of multi-million dollar athletes out there. Are those the evil rich people that Elizabeth Warren's talking about? Is LeBron James one of those evil rich people? It's pretty interesting when you break it down that way. Academia. And think about this. Elizabeth Warren once got a six-figure income for just teaching one class at a university. One class. And then she wants to talk about the high cost of education. Remember we started out in the first hour talking about hypocrisy? See, I think that for people like Elizabeth Warren, the rich people are the ones that get up, work hard every day, earn things. They came from nothing, many of them. But they don't agree with the political philosophy of the progressive socialist left. Because if you're rich and you support leftist causes, you're okay. I mean, even Wall Street, you go back and look at the financial reports from Wall Street, most times they're not donating to Republicans on Wall Street. See, I think that the party of the rich is now the party that we call the Democrat Party. And I'm not just making that up. There are many articles that have been written about this after the November 2018 midterm elections. Guess what, folks? 41 of the 50 most wealthy congressional districts of the United States of America are represented by Democrats. The top 10 congressional districts, the top 10 wealthiest congressional districts in the United States of America, top 10, all of them, 1 through 10, are represented by Democrats. So who are these evil rich people that they're talking about? I mean, they represent the rich people. 41 out of 50 of the wealthiest congressional districts are represented by the Democrat Party. 10 of the top 10 are represented by the Democrat Party. But yet Elizabeth Warren is standing up there talking about rich people. See, I just think that if you're someone that's not writing a check to their side of the aisle, you're bad. And they're going to come after you. They talk about Citizens United. You know why they hate Citizens United? Because we kind of leveled the playing field. Still not there when you look at how much money Bob O'Rourke raised in this last midterm election cycle as opposed to Senator Ted Cruz. He still had, what, how many millions of dollars left in his coffers? And yet, Elizabeth Warren is talking about the evil rich people. See, there is a growing Soviet Politburo here in the United States of America. It's this elite class, political elite, media elite, academia, academic elite, entertainment, sports elite, that they believe that they're above everyone else. Everyone else is out there working hard every single day. Small business owners that are going out and doing all the right things. But you have to be demonized because the bottom line is that they don't want the individual to be sovereign and supreme. They prefer the collective. How many of you all remember Star Trek: The Next Generation? Jean-Luc Picard was the captain of the Enterprise. Make it so, number one, he used to say. There was this group called the Borg. Maybe some of y'all remember the Borg. And the Borg did not respect individualism. As a matter of fact, you were 7 of 9 or 6 of 8 or whatever. But the Borg had a very interesting saying. And their saying was, you will assimilate. That resistance is futile. I think that's the motto of the progressive socialist left. Because they hate everyone that believes in individualism, that stands against their collective groupthink mentality. So who are these evil rich people? Everyone that's out there busting their butt in the United States of America to understand that we have the right to pursue our happiness while they want to try to guarantee happiness. Everyone that believes in economic empowerment instead of economic enslavement. Everyone that believes in individualism and not collectivism. Everyone that believes in liberty and freedom and not subservience and subjugation. Time to wake up, America. Colonel Alan West, guest hosting the Mark Davis Radio Show. We'll be right back. Well, thanks so much, Sean Hannity, for kicking it back to me. Colonel Alan West, guest hosting for Mark Davis, AM 660, The Answer, 866-660-5759. I got one quick call I'll take from Tim before we go to our top of the hour break. Tim, go.
Hey, Colonel West, thank you for your service.
My pleasure.
I'm sitting here in bumper-to-bumper traffic, but I was thinking two wrecks on the road.
Oh,
on the
man.
Road.
Be careful.
Listen, everybody is pushing so far with AOC's, her whole plan for this Green New Deal. These Democrats that are running so far to the left, but by the time they get to the general election, I mean, I don't see how Trump doesn't just cut them up, slice and dice them. This thing is real, and don't think for a minute that the media the left is not going to carry the water for this deal.
Well, they
They're
will
shoot for the moon.
They will try, but I don't think they'll be successful. Tim, I got to go to a break here in 7 seconds, but it is about the philosophy of governance, about progressive socialism. Alan West, I'll be right back after the hour.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.